All right, so good evening, everyone. I'm glad to see that y'all all made it here, and I hope that y'all had a wonderful Wednesday. And so, as y'all know, on these Wednesday evenings, we've been looking over 3 John verse 2. And so, if y'all could please turn with me there. And tonight, we're going to be learning about the value of spiritual health in the home. Again, we're going to be learning about the value of spiritual health in the home, and we're going to be coming from 3 John verse 2. And so here, the apostle of love, the apostle John said, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." And so I want to focus on what Paul said to this beloved Gaius, according to verse 1. He says that he wants him to be in health. And from this, we learn that it wasn't in the spiritual, this was in the physical health, because from the text, Gaius wasn't doing so well physically. However, we want to apply this to spiritual health in the family. And so with that being in mind, I was reminded of what the psalmist wrote. Actually, it was Solomon who wrote this in Psalm 127. "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who labor, they labor in vain." And so how can we have good spiritual health in the family? Well, it starts with a deep love for the Lord and His Word. I'm reminded that David in the Psalms wrote, when referring to God, that he said, "For you have magnified your word above all your name." Psalm 138 at verse 2. And so we see the importance of God's word. And I'm reminded that the Lord Jesus said himself after the feeding of the 5,000 in John chapter 6. He said, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life." The Proverbs writer said, "My son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings." He said, "Do not let them depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." He said that the word of God is health to your spiritual body, to your spiritual self, your inner person. That was Proverbs 4 verses 20 through 22. And so here we find the significance of having the Word of God in the house. And so where does spiritual health in the house begin? It begins with reading the Word of God amongst yourselves. And so with that being said, could y'all please turn with me to Luke chapter 10. We're going to start at verse 38. Luke chapter 10 verse 38. And here we're going to read about Jesus and how he was invited into the house of two sisters. And so, John 10, starting at verse 38, and this is a wonderful passage right here, as is the rest of the Bible. And so, Luke 10, verse 38 says, "Now it happened, as they went, that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house, and she had a sister called Mary, who also," now notice the location of Mary, "who also sat at Jesus' feet." And what was she doing? She was hearing his word. Hearing Jesus' words, it says in verse 40, "But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me.' And Jesus answered and said to her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her.'" And so, when it comes to spiritual health in the home, sometimes it gets neglected. We get off of work and we want to be able to sit on the recliner, and that's fine. Well, what about sitting on the recliner and then popping open the Word of God, having your kids and your wife there, and reading the Word of God with them? And then maybe after that, watching some of the football game or some boxing or whatever you're into, making sure to put first things first, because the spiritual is always going to top the physical. And so with that being said, I'm reminded that Moses, when speaking to the children of Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 6, he said that you shall teach your children diligently. And he said, you shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. And so all throughout the day, every chance that you're getting, being able to make sure that you're sharing the word of God with your children, with your family members. And there also are some here, and there also is some here who don't have a family. They're single. And well, you know that you have your spiritual family that you can call on, that we can be able to talk with you over the phone, be able to share with you the word of God, and you can do the same with us, so that we can be able to build one another up in love, according to Ephesians 4, verse 16. And so we want to be able to cultivate, we want to be able to have an emphasis on this spiritual health in the home. And I'm reminded that a young Timothy would get wrote to by Paul, and he would say, but if I tarry long, I write to you so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And then he would later go on to say in the next chapter, till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine, keeping your nose in the book, if I could say it that way, so that our houses, they can be able to be a great spiritual wealth, if I could say it that way. And so with that being said, I'd want to ask a question. What can we do in order to make sure that we put an emphasis on spiritual health in our families? What do we need to put to the side, and what do we need to take up? Are there some things that are getting more important than reading the word to your families? If so, we got to cut those things off. I'm reminded that Peter would say in 1 Peter chapter 2, beloved, I beseech you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. And I've said it again, and I'll say it before, that there are many enemies of the soul that are trying to come in between you and your God. And we can't let those enemies of the soul get to us. And now with this being said, we've talked about the spiritual health in our house. And so I want to extend the invitation to those who may not be Christians. And I want for us to go to Matthew chapter 7. Because when we're talking about houses, Jesus himself would have something very important to say about two different houses that were built on two different types of foundations. Friend, which foundation is your house built on? Now, over here in Matthew chapter 7, starting at verse 24, the Lord says, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the floods came, the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded upon the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does them not will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the floods came, the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall thereof. And so we want to make sure that our house is founded upon the rock. Friend, is your faith, is it founded upon Jesus Christ? We know that the Bible says that, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And we know that no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. That was Acts 4:12 and 1 Corinthians 3 verse 11. And so we want to make sure that we're grounded on the rock. And so if you don't know if you have this foundation as it should be, if you have some questions about if whether or not you are saved, well, we would love to sit down with you and open up the bread of life and show you what the Word has to say, not what we have to say, because it doesn't matter what we have to say about matters religious. It matters what God's Word says. Now, if you are a member and your spiritual health in the house hasn't been as it should be, well, we want to be able to help you. And so whatever your need may be, won't you come forward as we together stand and sing the invitation song?